Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast number 64 is brought to you by careerwonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. Well, another year at Indian Wells and another BNP Paribas Open in the books. Congratulations to Elena Vesnina and Roger Federer. For Vesnina, the BNP Paribas Open is the biggest singles title win of her career so far. For Federer, it's his fifth time hoisting this trophy in the California desert. And what a difference a year makes. In 2016, it was Victoria Azarenka and Novak Djokovic, each winning at Indian Wells, the front end of their back-to-back tournament victories at Indian Wells in Miami, which begins this week, by the way. Azarenka is on maternity leave after giving birth to her son in December, and Djokovic lost in the fourth round to Nick Kyrgios. Now, the women's final featured 14-seeded Vesnina versus 8th-seed Svetlana Kuznetsova. Vesnina emerged as the winner after a grueling three-hour battle. And en route to winning the title, Vesnina beat several higher-ranked players, including Angie Kerber, Venus Williams, and of course Kuznetsova, who combined hold 11 Grand Slam singles titles between them. Now, consistent with what we've seen over the past 18 months or so, it's wide open at the top of the women's game, especially when Serena's not in the field. Now, Serena withdrew from Indian Wells right before it started and will also not be in the field in Miami this week as she looks to continue to rest her injured knee. For players on the women's tour, gosh, this is the time for them to step up and seize the opportunities while Serena and several other notable players, including Sharapova, Azarenka, and Kvitova, to name a few, are still on the sidelines or likely to not play a full schedule in 2017. Aside from Karolina Pliskova and Elina Svitolina, who have each already won two tournaments in this young season, several other notable players, including Kerber, Halep, Agaradvanska, and Muguruza, have yet to find their top form thus far in 2017. Now, I don't really expect anything to change unless one or more of the next generation stars breaks through and can string together some good results, or perhaps when some of the familiar names currently on the sidelines gets back into the mix. In the near term, it's probably going to be the same old storyline as we've seen since the end of 2015. On the men's tour, there were certainly some interesting takeaways from Indian Wells. Federer continues to amaze at the ripe old age of 35, while a group of young pursuers, including Dimitrov, Kyrgios, Thiem, and Zverev, continue to close in on Murray and Djokovic at the top. Now, perhaps two big takeaways from the men's game were, number one, Federer's top-end game at 35 years old is still frighteningly good, as evidenced by his tournament victory, which included a no-doubt-about-it domination of Nadal in the fourth round. And number two, speaking of Nadal, you know, it's clear he still has some work to do to try to maximize his current physical skill set, which from the standpoint of quickness and mobility has noticeably declined in recent years. The adjustment he has made in court position, which is moving a step or two closer to center and away from his backhand side, does mitigate to a certain extent the vulnerability of getting pulled wide to his forehand. However, as I mentioned in podcast episode 61, in making this adjustment, the new challenge is whether his backhand will hold up under the increased workload and pressure throughout the course of a match. Now, Nadal has an excellent two-handed backhand, but it is nowhere as potent of an offensive threat as his forehand. So we'll continue to see how he does, and we'll probably be able to draw more definitive conclusions over the course of the next few tournaments. Lastly, it was a good tournament for a couple of the next-generation stars. Dominic Thiem reached the quarterfinals where he lost to Wawrinka in an epic three-setter. And for Nick Kyrgios, it was the second time in his many tournaments he beat Djokovic. Now, Kyrgios has the distinction of having defeated Federer, Nadal, and Djokovic in his first head-to-head meetings against each of them. Now, Kyrgios had to withdraw from his quarterfinal match versus Federer due to food poisoning, so unfortunately, we did not get to see that highly anticipated showdown. Nevertheless, Kyrgios is likely going to be a player we'll continue to see going deep into tournaments moving forward. So the tennis moves to Miami this week, where sadly the Miami Open will be missing a few big names due to injury, most notably Murray, Djokovic, and of course Serena. That said, there's still going to be some great tennis as Federer and Vesnina each look to pull off back-to-back Indian Wells and Miami Open title wins. So get the popcorn ready. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.